22 minutes after 7 o'clock here at CCO. I'm Jim Rogers. On the line with me is Don Padilla, who is the fellow who produced the Lindbergh Show at the Northwest National Bank. Don, can you hear me?
Yes.
Don, what can you tell us? Do you have any information at all about the extent of the damage there?
Well, we really don't know anything at this point. PR staff in the bank is on the way to the scene, and I'll stay in contact, or I'll hear. We think the damage is on higher floors, but of course we're very concerned about of course, the bank itself, but about that airplane, which is for which there's no replacement.
Yeah, absolutely right. For what it's worth, Don, the newsroom has just informed me that Minnegasco is disconnecting the industrial gas valves there at the bank at this moment as you and I speak, because of the threat of further fire, further involvement, and heaven forbid, explosion there. So that should help lessen the danger, at least of that eventuality. But it does indicate that the situation is, of course, serious there at the bank. When do you expect to know anything, Don, about the show, about the Jenny itself?
Well, I hope within the hour. I expect to be in touch with the Long Island Early Flyers Club people on Long Island. They own the plane, and it's nominally kept at the Cradle of Aviation Museum on Long Island, and those fellows put 11,000 hours into the restoration of that plane, and again, we're very concerned.
Indeed. You probably know, Don, that a couple of weeks ago I talked with Bill Kaiser, who is the director of the Cradle of Aviation Museum, just really on the eve of their journey out here to the Twin Cities to bring the airplane and, of course, the whole exhibit here to the bank. And really a super guy. I don't know whether is Bill still in the Twin Cities or is he?
No, he has flown back to, he's back in Long Island, and I will be in touch with him tonight. I'm going to wait for a while to have more information. Beyond all the distress with the fire, of course, there were thousands of people that were hoping to see the exhibition tomorrow and Saturday and next week.
Of
so
course.
We'll see if it's possible to have the exhibition open, and of course it'll be a question now whether the bank will be open.
I'm at this point glad that I went early to see it. It was a marvelous exhibition, really was, Don. You're to be proud of that. I really hope, for everybody's sake, that there hasn't been any serious damage done other than that, perhaps just smoke and some water, which would be serious enough. Listen, Don, I'll tell you what. As soon as you find out anything, if you would, give us a call.
I will.
We'd appreciate the information.
I'll check in with you later.
Okay, Don. Thanks much and good luck.
Thank you.
Good night. Don Padilla, who is the fellow most responsible for putting together the Lindbergh Show, the Northwest National Bank, who, along with others, were responsible for making the arrangements to bring the famous Lindbergh Jenny, the first airplane that Lindbergh ever owned, to the exhibition in the Northwest Bank, which has been involved in that tremendous five-alarm fire in downtown Minneapolis tonight. Dan Hertzgard of our staff, also Rich Holter from the newsroom, are there on the scene. We'll be hearing more from them as the situation warrants.
At Prestige Lincoln Mercury, there are three ways you can save on your next car.
26 minutes after 7 o'clock. This is Thanksgiving night at CCO. I'm Jim Rogers. Cloudy skies, 32 degrees in the Twin Cities. Winds are from the south. They are only about 3 miles an hour, and at least that is a factor in everybody's favor tonight as firefighters from around the Twin Cities battle that tremendous five-alarm blaze downtown Minneapolis tonight. Dan Hertzgard is on the scene and has another report for us right now. Dan?
Thank you, Jim. We're on 7th and Nicollet again, covering the Nicollet Mall and the west side of the old Donaldson's building fire. And so I'm actually standing right at the entryway of the new Donaldson's building, and standing with me is Senior Vice President of Control and Operations of Donaldson's, Bruce Johnson, who about a half hour or more ago came running down the sidewalk asking for permission to get into his building so that he could do what, Bruce?
Well, there were two things we were concerned about. Number one, I wanted to check and see if there was water getting into our computer room. The second thing I wanted to check on was to see if we could shut off the air intake so that we wouldn't get any smoke into the new building. Some of the fire alarms and some of the sprinkler systems in the new building are activated by smoke, and we wouldn't want any water damage in there inadvertently.
When and at what point did you first hear of the news about the fire, Bruce?
Well, I heard it about an hour ago. I didn't have the radio on at home, and I received a phone call from my chief of loss prevention security.
What was your reaction, and how do you feel now as we sit here?
Well, I was very concerned about the news store. I'm distressed about the Northwestern Bank fire. I was hoping that it would be just simply located in the old building that they were in the process of tearing down anyway.
There's really not a lot of concern about that old building, except, of course, its adjacency to the Northwestern Bank building. As we stand here, we're being showered by water, and we're watching flames on the third floor. There's water just cascading over the sides of the building and out onto the Nicollet Mall and onto 7th Street here, and it's really a mess, but it does look as though they're getting it under control, Bruce.
Yes, I noticed down on the 6th Street end where the building had been started to be torn down, where some large flames were earlier. They appear to be coming under control as well.
We're fortunate. Your building, the new building, is fortunate because we are somewhat upwind, and there's a lot of smoke and a lot of steam rising, but it doesn't appear to be blowing over onto the new building, at least from my vantage point.
No, and the only risk that I see now, and it looks as though it's a very minimal risk, is if the fire would do enough damage that this old Donaldson's wall along Nicollet would collapse. If that would happen, we might get some damage on the new building, but it looks as though they're bringing it under control before we'd have to worry about that.
Bruce, how many years have you been with Donaldson's, especially in your capacity now?
A little better than three.
So you were involved in this old building, and it's kind of sad to see it go this way.
Yes, it is.
That's Bruce Johnson, who is the Senior Vice President of Control and Operations with Donaldson's, and this is Dan Hertzgard on 7th of the Nicollet. And Jim, it does look as though things are getting better. There's still a lot of smoke and steam, and they're advising people not to come downtown here at all, but things are, I hope, getting under control.
I hope so too, Dan. At least the weather could be a heck of a lot worse for a fire of this magnitude. Just to amplify on what you were just saying, I was absolutely astonished to see, as I walked to work downtown Minneapolis about 2 hours and 5 minutes ago, people literally running up the street towards the scene of the fire, and I just think they ought to have their head examined for doing it. This is a serious fire, and people have a serious business there, the firefighters, the police officials, the gas company, but the spectators do nothing but to endanger themselves and get in the way of everybody else. Hopefully they will take that to heart and stay out of the area. You can see plenty of coverage in the newspaper, and we'll keep you abreast of things right here on CCO. It is 7:30.
Jim?
Yes?
Did you happen to ask the Northwestern Bank building people if there's any danger of my money getting burned?
Dan, I have not yet had a chance to talk with the people from the bank. However, we hope to be hearing from them shortly. We've had a number of telephone calls here at CCO from people who are concerned about their safe deposit boxes at the bank.
Uh-huh.
Because a couple of the telephone callers said they thought that their boxes were located on the Donaldson side of the building. We just don't have the information yet. We hope to get it soon.
Well, I was concerned about also, and I thought about Charles Lindbergh's Jenny in there, because I did see it hanging in the Northwestern Bank building, and I have no way of knowing from this end, but perhaps Rich Holter, being a little closer to that end, could get some information on that, because I know we're all concerned.
Yes, indeed we are, Dan. Thanks very much. We'll be back to you. And feel free to interrupt at any time. We'll check with Rich Holter also in a few minutes here. 7:32 at CCO. Now here's Rich Holter on the scene of the fire downtown.
Well, Jim, we have Assistant Chief Alan Wohl with us again. We're standing at 6th and Marquette. Chief, give me an update. Where does the fire stand now?
Well, we still have about eight or nine floors going in the bank building, although the fire on those floors seems to have died down a little. And the fire has communicated to the second half of the Donaldson building that the demolition had not started on yet.
The wind shifted not too long ago. Is that causing you any trouble?
Not at this time. We've been able to get crews on the roofs of the buildings around here, so it has not been a problem at this time.
I know there's been some concern raised about the Lindbergh airplane in the bank building. Do you know anything about it?
No, I'm sorry. I don't know anything about an airplane in the building.
Okay, now, we look at this side of the building, it's a lot darker now than it was. You seem to be gaining headway on the fire over here, right?
Well, we've got all of our ground lines that we can get going into the windows. However, I think it's mainly a case of most of the flammables having burned off and the fire just dying down.
Okay, now, when we talked before, you talked about getting men inside. Any time?
Well, I would say it won't be in the next half hour yet. We're getting all of our off-duty men back now, and we're lining up extra hose, masks, fire clothes, and yes, we'll be going back in to put out spot fires. Yeah.
Any injuries among the firefighters?
I have not heard of any injuries at this time.
Thank you, Chief. That was Assistant Chief Alan Wold, and as I indicated, the wind has shifted. It was coming out of the southeast, and now it's coming out of the northwest, and it's much colder here. And the smoke and sparks are now heading east across the North Star Inn towards CCO. Very wet, very cold, and as you heard the chief say, the fire is still burning out of control.
All right, Rich. I'll tell you what. We'll get a hold of the folks in the Weather Center here in just a couple of minutes, and we'll take a look at the weather forecast, the wind shift, and what the weather presage is for the people who have to be out in the what may turn out to be the wee small hours of the morning tonight to battle this fire in downtown Minneapolis. Thank you, and interrupt at any time. We will be back with more reports on the fire and a special guest in just 1 minute.
Get a head start on your Christmas list with a free gift at Quality Lincoln Mercury Subaru.
At the Weather Center, Mike, Rich Holder was commenting about an apparent wind shift from south-southeast to west-northwest and wondering what effect that might have on the people who are trying to fight that huge fire in downtown Minneapolis. What can you tell us?
Well, as far as the winds, Rich is right. They are shifting, but I don't think we're looking at that great of a change in velocity. That is, the wind speed. Looks like the winds will stay rather light. At the airport at 7 o'clock, they were from the southeast at 3 miles an hour. They are switching to the north, and I wouldn't expect them to be anywhere higher than about 8-9 miles an hour.
Okay.
But there is a definite wind shift.
All right. Thank you very much, Mike. And we'll check back for a more detailed look at the weather just after the news at 8 o'clock.
Spectrum makes Twin Cities television history by bringing the home games home on Spectrum Sports.
We have 32 degrees in the Twin Cities at last report and a major five-alarm fire burning in downtown Minneapolis. Dan Hertzgard is on the scene and has this report.
All right, thank you, Jim. Again, from the Nicollet Mall at 7th and Nicollet, we're watching a lot of smoke and we're getting wet standing here. And I have not only a deputy chief in charge of the western perimeter here, Chief Bush, but I also have Chief Lutze, and I want to talk to both of them. And Chief Lutze, you are in charge of what area of this fire?
My initial sector was on 7th and Marquette. And we've established a holding position using large master stream appliances. The crews had set up two aerial ladder water towers, and we have a hose wagon with a large master stream appliance. And we have crews operating in the Cargill building from the roof with a master stream appliance, and we've also got a crew in protecting the skyway between Donaldson's building and the IDS building.
Let me ask you just briefly, any injuries of any of your people at this point that you know of?
At this point, I'm not aware of any injuries to our people.
What's the status of the fire right now?
Fire is far from under control. You can see the main fire that occurred in the rubble and the portion of Donaldson's that's being torn down is essentially knocked down, but is not out. The fire within the building that's still remaining of old Donaldson's, as you can also see from our point here on the wall, is burning, but the sprinklers are holding it. Fire on the that has occurred from exposure of the original fire into the Northwestern Bank building is involving just about every floor on the 6th Street side, and it'll be quite a while before we get inside and there's any change in that status.
Hang on just a second. Chief Bush, regarding the sprinklers now, well, we watched a lot of flames coming out of that third floor earlier, and you're saying that the sprinkler systems are in effect in the old Donaldson's building?
It would seem that, yeah, we weren't sure. Due to the demolition, we weren't sure whether any of it had been disconnected yet or not, but it would appear that it has not. We haven't seen any fire blossom out on any of the other floors at this time, which is a good indication. So we're praying.
Okay, good. And I want to go back to Chief Lutze for a moment. And will you tell me, there has been discussion about the skyway levels, especially in the Northwestern Bank building. Do you have any idea of the extent of fire on the lower levels of the bank building?
Lower levels, there's some light smoke. Our fire protection engineer, Mike Zimmer, told me that there's not much heat and there doesn't appear to be any fire at the present time on the lower levels.
Had there been?
No, the fire occurred from the exposure of the old torn down building at the upper floors.
Uh-huh.
And did not occur at the ground level, fortunately.
So it's likely then that Charles Lindbergh's jet, which is hanging in the skyway level of the bank building, probably had some smoke, but maybe nothing more. Repeat that, please.
At this point, it's correct. Air damage to the Lindbergh plane, and we certainly hope there won't be.
Very good. Thank you, gentlemen. And we'll be checking back with you later, Jim Rogers. This is Dan Hertzgard, downtown Minneapolis, 7th and Nicollet. And the fire continues.
All right, Dan. Thanks very much. Good report on the airplane. Hopefully that report, that status will remain quo, as they say, and the airplane will escape unscathed. Rich Holter of our staff has been on the scene for the past hour and a half or so. Rich has come back to us, and we'll talk with him about what he saw and what the situation looked like on the scene in just a couple minutes.
There are some fast-moving dividend coupons from Volkswagen.